punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Well, it's a little breezy out there again today. Man, when that hit yesterday, it kicked up that dirt you couldn't see for nothing. And anyway, it's going to blow again today and tonight, looks like. The wind has shifted already up in the panhandle. Around Slapout and Beaver and Buffalo and almost to Woodward, there is a 43 degrees difference, 70 in Hollis, 27 in Beaver. So anyway, it's hit up there. It's coming. It's headed this way. It'll be here this afternoon or later tonight. So anyway, currently 70 at Hollis, 71 at Mangum, 70 at Butler, 56 at Camargo, 42 degrees at Arnett, 31 at Buffalo, 27 at Beaver, and out in the Texas Panhandle. Let's see what it looks like out there. Palladora Reservoir is 28. Lipscomb's 34. Canadian, you're 43. McLean, you're 67. And Wellington's at 69 degrees. You guys still got time to get up there to Leedy. Quartermaster's bull sale is starting here in about 25 minutes, so hurry up there. They got 150 bulls they're selling on, and I got some more on some bull sales coming up. First things first, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour, and I'll have more on beef here with them in just a little bit. We got a couple things I wanted to rattle off real quick. There's so many stock shows going on, I can't keep up with them. Oh, I'm sorry. All these county shows are just because there's a lot of counties in western Oklahoma. But down there at Hollis, yesterday, Harmon County Stock Show was happening. Grand Champion Steer was Brody Shelby of Hollis FFA. Matt Parker was Reserve Grand. Kara Cummins was Grand and Reserve Goat. Rowdy Randall was Grand and Reserve Sheep. Heidi Smith, and I've heard that name in a lot of hog shows, Grand Barra. And Hayden Brookman was Reserve Barra. And Holly Garden was Grand Gilt. Congratulations to all you kids down there in Harmon County. Great job. I got a school being FFA chapter will be in here in just a little bit, and we'll have them coming up. First things first, let's check out the grain report. I haven't done much of that this week or last week with the everything is in the red but cattle. Actually, cotton's actually in the green too, but basically overall everything's down today. Corn for March 675 down 5. May is 675, it's down a little over 4.5. July is 665 down 4. Soybeans is down almost 9 at 1540 for March. May's 1534. July is 1527. Soybean meal's down 4.7. March 493 even, a short ton. May is 477.90. July is 469.50. Soybean oil for March, 62.72. May is 62.87. And July is 62.47. Hard red winter wheat, March, 8.82. It's down almost 20. It is. It's down, just changed, 22. It's down 22 cents today. May for hard red winter wheat is 872. Oats are up. Actually, they're in the green, 366 for March, 346 for May. Cotton is for May is 81 cents a pound, and July is 82, just slightly up. I haven't seen what, man, I'll tell you what, oh, sugar baby out there, Delhi, he might be getting rich because the sugar is up to over 22 cents a pound for March. So he's looking good. Hopefully everything goes good. Crude oil's down. West Texas Intermediate's down $2, a little over $2 today for April at $74.29. Natural gas is at, man, it's just bad, $2.19. And it's actually up a little bit for March today. S&P NASDAQ, Dow, they're all in the green just a little bit. It's not much going on in the market. So I seen a lot of my friends, farmers and ranchers and stuff at the Frank Lucas Town Hall meeting here at Elk City yesterday. If you didn't attend, you missed out. It was a pretty good town hall meeting. Frank talked about the 30 by 30, actually HR 247, talked about that, and talked about some other things, border security, Korea, Russia, all kinds of things yesterday. So you missed out if you didn't attend. There wasn't a full house there, but there was a lot of people there with a lot of good questions. They when they ask about the HR 247, which is kind of goes side and side with that land grab, 30 by 30, the President Biden did an executive order on. He flat said that, you know, he wasn't going to vote for that. He said used to, that he's trying to get some of this trail stuff done with the Chisholm, not the Chisholm Trail, I got John Wayne on my mind. The Great American Trail, cattle trail, and the Chisholm, I guess, and they he's talking about that. He said up until the last bill, I believe, if I heard him right, up until this last bill, that there was protection in there for landowners. This bill here does not have protection in it for landowners. So coming up next, the 27th, February 27th, at City Hall here in Elk City, that evening, if you need to attend this meeting if you want to learn more about the land grab of 3030. This is an informational meeting, and if you own land on these trails, doesn't matter whether you're in Kansas or Oklahoma, this would be a good meeting to go to because it does affect you, but it also affects the rest of us because if they start that, then there's no telling where they'll stop. So anyway, the 30 by 30 order, I think, is a executive order put on by President Biden, signed in by President Biden, actually, saying that they wanted the government to have 30%, somewhere in there, all that much land in the United States by the year 2030. It's not nothing to be totally scared about, but you need to be concerned about it. You need to attend these meetings and learn more about it, and hopefully with the backlash from people out here, voters and stuff, things will just kind of go away, hopefully. Anyway, that's what we got going there. Well, when I come back from the break here in a minute, I wanted to talk to you guys. Hopefully the FFA school will be in here. But coming up Monday, March 6th at noon, the Piercy Angus Cattle Company production sale will be happening. They're selling 30 two-year-old bulls, 30 18-month-old bulls, 20 yearling bulls, as well as special lots of registered and commercial females. To request a sale book, call 405-545-0985 or visit their website, piercyanguscattle.com. And that's P-E-A-R-C-Y, AngusCattle.com. They're there at Lookabee, Oklahoma. Be a great bull sale coming out. When I come back, I'm going to tell you something a little bit about the Taylor Ranch beef. How about that? We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 17th. 870 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 330 brought 277.50. 4 at 393 brought 252. 15 at 479 brought 239. 11 at 623 brought 185. 5 at 675 brought 187. 8 at 831 brought 180.50. 3 at 952 brought 163. 6 at a heifers at 354 brought 216. 8 at 408 brought 214. 3 at 477 brought 189. 5 at 499 brought 194. 20 at 536 brought 187.50. 7 at 614 brought 186. 5 at 745 brought 166. Butcher cows were 38 to 101. Butcher bulls brought 81 to 119.50. Bred cows were 850 to 1710. Pairs brought 725 to 1625. And that's your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report. 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, that old Drew Cobb, he can auction gaining. That's funny. Here, out here in the Texas Panhandle, I got Pampa, Texas for a little bit of a forecast here. Right now, humidity is at 47. The winds are out of the north at 20 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 27. Peak gust today so far is 50 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation is 0.08. 0.08. So anyway, that what is that? 0.08 of an inch, or 0.0818 of an inch, or 0.81 of an inch. No red flag minutes today so far. Sub-freezing minutes, nothing. 8-inch soil temperature is 47 degrees. Western Oklahoma, the far west counties along the Texas Panhandle and up in the Panhandle of Oklahoma, and most of all the Texas Panhandle, is under a red flag warning today. So, check the chains, check the bearings, make sure everything's hooked up, and no use in welding or cutting outside today unless it's an emergency. And anyway, so be careful out there today. It is fire season. It's the spring. We're just a few days away from March, and March and April is when we have our big wildfires out here. So everybody just take precaution and be good about that. All right, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. All cattle are not the same, just like in people, our genetics determine our traits. Some people are tall, some short, some have blonde hair, and so on. It's the same in cattle. Cattle are not the same genetically, especially when it comes to making a good steak. Some cattle just make better steaks than others because they have the right genetics. Taylor Ranch has been working on their carcass genetics for over 17 years to develop animals that excel in both flavor and tenderness to give you that mouth-watering best steak in your life eating experience. They deliver every animal as if it was going to be served on their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, and whole beef, third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. They are taking orders for April right now, so call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. Okay, let's move on. What do we got here? We want to... I haven't had a chance, but... Because we've had the FFA chapters in this week, but I wanted to go over the summary for Texas and Oklahoma livestock reports from last week. Let's start with Texas. Compared to the last week, feeders were mostly steady to $3 higher. Trade was fairly active on good demand. High winds throughout most of the week with freezing temperatures and even snow in the northern panhandle. Slaughtered cows and bulls were firm to $4 higher. Supply included 85% feeder, 12% slaughter, and 4% replacement cattle. So in Texas last week, there was a total of 6,215 head sold compared to 7,500 the week before and 6,700 a year ago. Let's check out what some of their prices in Texas were doing. Looks like the 3 to 4 weights were bringing anywhere from 257 to 310. On the 4 to 5 weights, they were bringing anywhere from 242 or 221 to 270. And the 5 to 6 weights, they were bringing 210 to 239 was the high end. 6 to 7 weights were $1.88 to $207.50. 7 to 8 weights were anywhere from $1.74 to $1.89. 8 to 9 weights were $166.50 to $177.50 is what I see as the top end. Overall, it averaged $174.97. On the 9 weights and above, they were anywhere from $166.50 all the way up to $173. All right. See what happened in Oklahoma. Compared to last week, feeder steers $2 to $4 lower, feeder heifers $3 to $6 higher, steer calves steady to $2 lower, heifer calves were $3 to $6 higher, demand extremely good for all classes due to light runs due to the winter storms the week before. Some moisture has fallen across much of the state with the bulk of it in the south and the eastern part of the state. Demand continues very strong for American beef across the world. Slaughter cows steady to $2 lower. Slaughter bulls were steady to $3 higher. Demand very good from packers. Supply included in Oklahoma, 92% feeder cattle, 1% replacement cattle, and 6% slaughter cattle. Receipts from Oklahoma, there was 29,202 head. That's the same as the week before, but a year ago, last week, there was 37,879 head. Let's check out some of the prices in Oklahoma. We got the 3 to 4 weights were anywhere up to 313 from, I don't know, no, 324. 324 was the top end on those on the 3 to 4 weights. On the 4 to 5 weights, they were ranging anywhere from $1.91 to $2.73 for some 428-pounders. That's pretty good. On your 5 weights, anywhere from $1.91 to $2.45. And that was about it. They had actually, they had some 5.16 weights that were value-added, brought $2.50. So, anyway, that's your report from there. Let's see what happened at Woodward yesterday. Cullen looks like it might be over from what I'm seeing. Woodward yesterday, they only had 279 head compared to 660 head last the week before last, and they had 318 this time last year. Looks like breaker cows were bringing anywhere from 96 to 107. Boner cows were bringing anywhere from 87 to $1. And lean cows were bringing anywhere from 79 to 85. On the bulls, they had, what do we have here? Had some 1,634 weights bringing up to $1.12. There was some 1,921 weights brought $1.21. And some 1,850s, $1.01. On bred cows, 2 to 4 year olds were bringing up to 1,400, and some five and older cows were bringing up to 13. And then on some pairs, some medium large ones with 150-pound calves on them, brought 1,300, and some cow-calf pairs, medium and large, number ones, 150 to 300-pound calves on them, brought 1,625. They were 5 to 8 year olds, and then some cow-calf pairs, medium and large, 1 to 2s, with 150 to 300-pound calves on them, brought $1,400. Anyway, looks like things are slowing down there, at least up at Woodward. Anyhow, what do we want to do here? Oh, I wanted to bring this up because I know I got a lot of peanut farmers listening. Adverse weather conditions were a major factor last year from Alabama's peanut crop. Still, crop quality prevailed at harvest. Early season cool weather conditions pushed delayed plantings, which added thrift pressure and more tomato spotted wilt virus. Following trends of the last 2 years, the state peanut producers finished with 163,000 acres in 31 counties with an estimated yield of 3,400 pounds per acre. Chris Bachman, the Alabama peanut specialist, emphasized the importance of farmers producing strong yields to cover today's inflated input expense. We were so dry in the fall that we were able to harvest a lot of that crop that was hurt so bad from the summer growing season, where it was hot and dry. Before we got any of the rains during harvest, had rain come earlier, it would have created a lot of aflatoxin issues and given us a lot of damage to the crop. Number one, peanuts are a resilient crop considering the weather we got this year. Quality-wise and yields-wise, it could have been far worse. And that's your update from the Southeast AgNet. They give out a lot of information on peanut stuff like that. When I come back, we'll have more about cattle and farming. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
For generations, FFA, Future Farmers of America, have been helping our children through agriculture to grow into responsible adults. We believe and we support the work being done by our local FFA chapters and all they do to create an enriching experience for our youth. For all you do, you have our thanks. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18-ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHeelsOK.com. That's CoyoteHeelsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. My FFA chapter got here, and I thought the president walked in there for a second. When he come in there last year, I knew he was going to be running for governor or president. Anyway, I was giving you a hard time. Real quick, at Buffalo, our northwest Oklahoma forecast, I picked Buffalo. It's a little different up there than it is right now. Right now at Buffalo, it's 31 degrees, wind chill factor at 19. The wind is out of the northwest at 19 miles an hour. Today, becoming sunny and 61. I don't see you guys getting to 61 today. So anyway, it says northwest winds 10 to 21 miles an hour. Tonight, 17 for a low. Northwest winds 9 to 16 miles an hour with wind gust up to 20. Tomorrow, sunny. 40 degrees, northeast winds, 8 to 13 miles an hour. Well, guys, happy National FFA Week. You guys all got smiles on your face, too. This is awesome. The Granted FFA chapter is in the studio with me right now. And let's just start with you, Governor. Tell who you are, senior, that's it.
Yep. Well, my name is William Meyer. I'm a senior at Granite High School, and I'm the president of the Granite FFA chapter.
Hi, guys. My name is Megan Mills. I am a senior at Granite High School as well, and I am serving as your vice president.
Awesome.
My name is Laramie Carruthers. I'm the reporter, and I'm a freshman at Granite High School.
Oh, cool.
Bill Strickler over there to you.
My name is Jake Murray. I'm a sophomore at Granite Public Schools, and I am the secretary.
All right.
My name is Smith, and I'm the treasurer, and I am a freshman.
Freshman. You forgot, didn't you?
My name is Fenna Smith. I am a sophomore, and I am the sentinel.
Oh, cool. Well, again, thank you guys for coming in. We've been doing this for 2 weeks now, and almost 2 weeks, and it's so fun to have you guys in here because I haven't seen a bad kid in here yet. And so, but if our future kids are like everyone that's come to the studio in the last week and a half, including you guys, I give you guys a thumbs up. I can smile with the kids, whether you go into ag or, you know, there's a lot of kids been talking about going into the medical field and stuff, but what kind of projects do you got going on? What do you participate in?
So I live on a family farm in Lone Wolf, Oklahoma. We do about 5,000 acres. And, you know, I like to always say that I got into ag because I'm a farm kid. But the real truth is I got into ag because of the opportunities within leadership it was going to provide me. So starting off, I went into public speaking, prepared public speaking mainly. And we did opening closing ceremonies my first and second year within FFA. And we went to state, and I finally decided, you know, within doing opening closing ceremonies, that public speaking was a thing that I enjoyed to do.
And you're good at it.
Yeah, thank you.
Everybody's agreeing with me.
I feel like for every leader that there is, you have to be a good public speaker.
Yes.
So FFA prepares you not only for the agricultural world, but every industry that you can possibly think
politics.
Of. Yes, yeah, politics, really anything. When then you start talking about politics, you know, it prepares you to talk about issues within ag and issues within other industries that need to be, that are concerning, and they need to be talked about. And a good public speaker can always make a change within an industry and an organization.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I got to go to the town hall meeting here in Elk City yesterday and watch U.S. Representative Frank Lucas, and he's a very good public awesome. Speaker. Yeah. So, anyway, what about you, young lady? Were you in here last year?
Yes, I was.
I thought I remembered you.
So, I kind of do the exact opposite of Will. Will runs and operates a big farm, and I do not do that. I show livestock, and I livestock judge, and I do not speak publicly. So, I started in 4-H just early as I could join, and I've been showing pigs since I was actually 3. My mom posted a picture of me on Facebook when I was 3.
Yeah.
So I've shown pigs my whole life, and then about my 8th grade year, I got into livestock judging whenever I was in Mangum, and I thought to myself that I could go to college and livestock judge, so I put in the time and I put in the effort, and then I transferred to Granite, and I'm actually going to go to college and livestock judge. I'm hoping to continue to raise show pigs and show cattle.
Where at? Where are you going?
WT, it's West Texas A&M University in Canyon, Texas.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Where's that? So, good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sounds good. And don't let anybody, don't kid yourself. How's
right.
this? You're a good speaker.
Thank you.
Yes. How about you, young lady?
I show cattle and pigs, and I'm just now getting into public speaking, into speeches and stuff. And I show cattle, but I haven't showed pigs here yet, but...
Gotcha. How's that? So you had your county shows so far. Yeah, last week, because I remember getting the information on that from a man down there that listens to the show all the time, Mr. Robinson. He wanted to make sure we talked about you guys. So anyway, so how did the stock show go for you?
I got reserve breed.
On which breed?
Heifer.
Oh, cool. And what kind of heifer do you have? A key cross?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you show anything?
Yeah, I
What'd
did.
You get?
Okay, I had...
Okay.
Name it all.
You got her.
Okay.
We got 25 minutes.
Okay. I had the breed champion Burke Barra, the breed champion Durock Barra, the breed champion Simmental Steer, reserve overall steer, senior cattle showman, and reserve or champion overall showman.
Wow, you guys did good. All right. It's your turn, young man. These girls look like you're going to have to beat some pretty good girls right here.
Right now, I've been doing a little bit of livestock judging. I plan on doing public speaking next year whenever the...
So what are you a freshman or junior?
I'm a sophomore.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
I showed chickens last year, and I did pretty good in that. And I kind of joined FFA, as we said, for the leadership opportunities. You know, you can go... Public speaking, you can get community projects going on. You know, you can do just about everything.
Yeah, because we've had a lot of kids come through here, and I say kids, young adults. Let me back up, all right? And they've come through here in the last 10 days, and, you know, one of the things that has come up is public speaking. And some of these people that have been in here actually were probably pretty bashful until they got into FFA, and there's nothing holding them back yet. There's still a little bit of shyness in them, but I really think what you're talking about, public speaking and just meeting new friends, because in FFA, you got to work together. It ain't Joe over here and Sue and Mary over here. It's just you guys got to be there and work together. Good point. All right, young lady, you just been over there just going, I don't want to talk.
All right, so this is actually my first year in FFA, and right now I am working with public speaking and home gardening, and I'm working on a speech for home gardening right now, but I joined FFA because of social skills, and that way I can, I don't know, like, get to, like, talk to more people and get more included and
one-on-one.
So, yeah, one-on-one pretty
there we
much.
Go.
So yeah.
And not on social media.
Yes, exactly. And I don't do any animals or anything. I don't show, but
well, okay, well you just become my favorite person because I'm into gardening too.
Yes, I love gardening.
So do you guys have a hoop house or anything down there?
No, we are working on building our own garden at FFA by the FFA building at our school. And I have a garden at home, that I finished last year, and I got to clean it all out this year so I can get it ready for spring.
It's time.
And so I got to get both gardens done. So
what all you grow?
Well, at home I grew veggies. I grew cucumbers. I grew squash. I grew tomatoes. I grew strawberries, lettuce, carrots. Herbs.
Yeah.
I grew watermelon.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, that ground
zucchini.
Down there around the drain is good for watermelons.
Yes, yes, exactly.
How was your garden last year? Did you have some issues?
Kinda.
Yeah,
kinda.
I did.
Like, what grew the most for me would probably be zucchini. Like, that grew a lot.
They'll grow anytime.
I know, exactly. I was just like, gosh. But my tomatoes did pretty good.
Right.
Yeah, but I think what did the worst were my strawberries, but...
Yeah, it was a weird year last year.
Yeah, it was. And I hope this year will be better.
Yeah, it'll be good. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, enough for gardening now. I'm not done with you.
Okay.
All right, young lady, your turn. And what did you tell me you were, the Sentinel?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Speak into that mic for me, please.
I don't do very much for, like, speeches or anything, but I do livestock judging quite often along. I used to do... opening and closing ceremonies as well.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's really about it, all that I do.
So are you enjoying livestock judging?
Yeah.
And are you guys still just doing sheep, hogs, and cattle? You got anything else in there?
And goats.
And goats, okay.
And I will say, she helps out our meetings a lot. She keeps them very organized. We stay very on task. And I think the main reason we do, because we would be talking about something way off the wall if it was not for Savannah.
Imagine that.
I think Savannah saves us.
Well, it sounds like you were an asset to the team.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, we're gonna take a quick break. And when we come back... I'm going to start with round three of the questions because you guys, I'm not going to say you're my favorite bunch so far because that would be negative on those other kids. But anyway, this is a fun bunch. So anyway, but we'll be right back after this. And Mr. Jerry Nine's got his report from yesterday's sale.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodford Livestock Auction. First sale this Thursday, February the 23rd. We're expecting 3,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. From Cheyenne, got 15 steers and heifers of 5. Chester, 44 steers and heifers, 5 to 6. Woodford, 20 kids, 3 to 4. Coldwater, Kansas, 70 steers and heifers, 5 to 6. And Flapout, 91 long-wing steers, mostly black, weigh 5 to 6. Winoka, 266 steers at 6. Fireside, 52. Mexicali, 7. Moreland, 202 heifers at 7. Arkansas, 64 steers and heifers, 8 to 9. Moreland, 24 steers, 7.5. Billings, Oklahoma, 69 steers and heifers at 8. Cheyenne, 71 steers and heifers, 7.5. Shamrock, Texas, 72 heifers, 5.5 to 6. They're all black and nice. Plains, Kansas, 50 steers, never 7.5. Levy, 43 steers, never 7.8. Clinton, 310 steers, 8.5 to 9. Our killing cows on Tuesday, 5 higher again. The best fleshy cows bring 96 up to 107, with the medium flesh cows, 87 to $1. Bulls top the 121. We'll see you this Thursday, 8 a.m. sharp. Expecting 3,000 cattle. Very good market on the thing. Thanks to Jerry Nine and the Woodford Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Good afternoon, all your great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 20th. 1,567 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 370 brought 252. 6 at 504 brought 234. 18 at 783 brought 181.25. 5 at 829 brought 176. 30 at 864 brought 178. 17 at 927 brought 173. 16 at 1039 brought 168. 6 head of heifers at 393 brought 193. 20 at 501 brought 195. 3 at 567 brought 184. 18 at 641 brought 173. 13 at 681 brought 173. 31 at 730 brought 174.50. 28 at 744 brought 170.50. Butcher cows were 12 to 102. Butcher bulls brought 73 to 119. Bred cows were 1050 to 1300. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71 Clinton, Oklahoma sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Members of the FFA learn at home and abroad through programs like ICAL, the International Collegiate Agricultural Leadership Program. Members travel overseas to learn about global agriculture and international marketing.
Today and every day in 2023, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
North Fork Electric Cooperative congratulates FFA students and their advisors. You do a great job representing Western Oklahoma.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around Western Oklahoma. The typical gas station is like a 35 micron filter. We run 10 micron filters in all of our stuff. So when we load our bobtail and all that, we filter it through a 10 micron filter. I'm pretty prideful, and the last thing I want to do is hear that someone got water or dirt in their diesel and they had problems and burnt their motor up or something like that. That's the last thing I want to happen.
So how does your more stringent filtering, how does it help your customers save money?
Filters aren't cheap. Let's say over 3 years you change one filter, or in 3 years you change 10 filters. You know, I'm all about saving each penny, because that's all the pennies add up. That's where your profit is.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back.
With your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, it's going to be a short range one today. And Granite doesn't have a mesonet site, so I'm going to use Mangum. That's the closest one to them. Currently at Mangum at 73, feels like 73, 0.05 inches in the last 24 hours. It just wet the roads, basically. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 22 miles an hour with wind gust up to 31. Today, 76 is a high. Looks like we're going to get there. Breezy, west to southwest winds, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Breezy tonight, 40 degrees, southwest to west winds, 15 to 25. Tomorrow morning's when the change starts coming for here. This is a slow cold front coming through the state right now. Sunny and 58 tomorrow with west-east winds. West winds switching out of the east 7 to 12 miles an hour. All right, I got the Granite FFA back in here today. They were in here last year. I recognized a few of them. And they're a fun bunch. So anyway, it's pretty fun having these kids in here. Well, let's start with you, Mr. Will. You got plans?
Well, beyond high school, I've already started doing dual enrollment into college. So I've been taking full-time college classes since last semester. I know Megan also has been taking a lot of college classes, trying to get my college done very swiftly. And I've been admitted to Oklahoma State University. And I'm down to do agribusiness. And I would like to do a double major in accounting. But I've started taking financial accounting and agricultural marketing, and I'm not sure it's quite what I want to do. So I may be switching.
At least you're finding out now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's kind of why I wanted to do it. I also wanted to, you know, take a year out and maybe, you know, spend less time, you know, on college and spend a little bit more on my detailing company and farming.
All right.
Just, you know.
So you got a detailing company?
Yes, sir.
Let's hear about it. She's laughing, so I want to hear about it.
I do interior exterior detailing for vehicles.
Oh, cool. Right there in Granite?
I live in Lone Wolf, so okay. I have a shop in Lone Wolf along with some
Lone
other
Wolf doesn't have community, an FFA chapter, do they?
Community stakeholders, some other people with me that own the barn. And sometimes I do it at my house and mainly just do interior. I do full protections,
cash,
steam cleaning.
Cash. You like the cash?
Yeah, I like the cash. Yeah. And that's the thing. You don't have to pay taxes either.
Shh, don't bring that up. Yeah. They're going to come find your barn.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, so, well, that's good. You're doing something. And then you guys, sounds like you guys got a big operation down there. So when you get done with college, right now, is it still in your head to come back and work on the operation or not?
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, move out to other operations, like, you know, more specialized operations.
Specialized? Define that.
In beef production. So
okay.
My family, we do a they do a cow calf operation.
And okay.
I want to help my family start doing, you know, more special, like specialized, as in producing our own beef and selling it straight market.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's new to me. I've never heard about that. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, yeah. But that's kind of just really, I haven't really said anything about it. This is just kind of an idea I have, and I think it'd be really successful, you know, with the right planning.
Okay.
And, you know, along with our farming operations, just keep producing wheat and, you know, other crops, and not too specialized, but try to promote growth within our operation.
Well, you're on the right track, because selling local raised beef, having it processed local, is a big thing nowadays, because they don't want to, you know, plus our beef's better anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Am I right?
I know a lot of people, they want to buy the half, you know, when they buy it, they'll buy the half cow, and that is what they want. They don't want to go to the supermarket and buy beef, and it's so much more economical to just buy it in one sitting. Yeah, you might have to buy a new freezer, but it really is down the road more economical, and it's just simpler.
Because that's my hat sponsor today, Taylor Ranch.
Yes.
If you ever want to go see an operation, and that's what they're doing, what you're talking about, you need to go up there and visit Jimmy and Tracy. They're really good people. All right, back to you.
Okay. Well, like I said earlier, I'm going to attend West Texas A&M University, and part of me wants to go livestock judge, and the other part of me just wants to enjoy my college
days.
Hey,
I've seen... I'm pretty sure it's West Texas A&M's judging team been doing pretty good.
They have been.
Yeah.
They have been.
Yes.
So I have the opportunity to go either way. And probably my freshman year, I probably will livestock judge, but I'm going to school to be a vet.
Oh,
so
cool.
By the time I, like Will said, we've both been taking college classes throughout high school, trying to get our basic education done. By the time I graduate high school, I will be a sophomore in college.
Oh,
so
awesome.
Sophomore and a half sophomore. So.
Are you coming back to be a vet?
That is a great question.
Don't know yet.
Yeah, Mangum needs a large animal vet locally, because the closest one from Mangum is Hobart
or Elk City.
Yeah, for large animals. And Mangum would really need one, but I kind of want to move out to the panhandle of Texas.
Okay.
I've just always liked it up there.
Well, the state line's not that far.
I know it. So, I don't know. I guess just wherever the road takes me, and by the time I get done with vet school, we'll see where we're at with it.
Okay. During break, we were talking about this other young lady over here, the one that she's like, oh, please don't. Anyway. Repeat what you just said about her.
So whenever Jessica was talking, she is the lady that does the gardening and stuff. And when we went on break, it just kind of blew my mind how much she spoke. And it's just, that sounds really bad, but before she joined FFA, she was this shy little girl that just walked in the hallway with her head down, didn't say a word to anybody.
Minded her own business.
Yeah, kind of just kept to herself. And now you see her in the hallway, and she's running up and down, skipping, jumping, doing somersaults. In my opinion, this is a prime example of what FFA can do and how it can bring you out of your shell. So, like I said, Savannah, she was really kept to herself, and now every time we see her and anybody else sees her, she talks, she's outgoing, she always has a smile on her face, and I really think that's a prime example of...
And she was worried all the way here.
Yeah, she was nervous the whole way here, but to me, she got on there and killed it. She spoke great.
Oh, yeah, she's...
And that's just a prime example of what FFA can do for you and the opportunities it holds.
Oh, yeah, well, great. That's so awesome. All right, she's going, no, please don't put that mic in front of me. God, come on, young lady.
So I'm just a freshman, so I mean, I've thought about what I want to do, and I want to go to OSU, and I'm really interested in, like, insurance and crop insurance and stuff like that. But
not a bad gig.
But I don't know yet exactly. Like, I'm not dead set what I want to do, but
I definitely want to go to OSU.
You got time to think.
Yeah.
You might end up out there at West Tuskegee
yeah,
with her.
Roomies.
You never know. All right, young man, pull that mic over to you. Well, what grade did you say you was in?
Sophomore.
That's right. Yeah. I knew that. I've only repeated that twice. I know it's a ways away, but you got to be thinking.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy? You enjoy the livestock judging?
I do, but at first I was kind of thinking about being a veterinarian, you know, kind of like I think Megan, you said you were, and I'd given it some thought, and then I decided that I wanted to be a dentist, so I was going to go to OU.
Yeah, Boomer Sooner.
Sadly, I'm an OSU guy. I was kind of devastated when I found out they didn't have dentistry.
Well, you're either going to have to go somewhere to work on human teeth, or you're going to have to go to the other school to work on cattle teeth.
Yeah.
How's that? So I'm around a bunch of OSU people. I'm not going to dog on them, but I'm going to make fun of them. Anyway, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Smiley, Miss Talkative, pull that mic over to you.
I am just a freshman, and I know at this age, not many of us really know what we want to be.
Right.
But I have been dead set on what I've been wanting to do for
like
ever.
Well, let's hear the story.
Okay, so I want to do zoology and ecology, which zoology is a lot like veterinarian.
Yes.
And later on, I want to be veterinarian too. But I want to do zoology and ecology while I'm young. That way, I can go and travel the world, and I can work on animals and find different animals and see like how they produce.
Go down to Mountain View to the horse sale.
Yes.
Buy that zebra they're selling.
No, I'm buying it.
Yes.
Hey, we should share it.
Yes. WT offers a zoology major.
I know. We talked about
we
this.
We could be
yes.
roomies.
Yes, exactly. And so since
this college is not to be paying me for.
And so since I'm doing home gardening and stuff, because that also works with plants, fish, you know, all that sorts of stuff. And then when I find the state that I want to settle down in, which I'm really leaning towards, Colorado or Texas.
Well, I got Texas,
but like, I don't know, I think Colorado's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I want to get my veterinary degree.
They're going to outlaw gardening up there sooner or later, so you might as well stay.
I might just take Texas then.
Yeah.
All right. And I want to get my veterinary degree. I'll have a stable job, and that way I can keep my family.
And the good thing about being a vet is it's never going to end. There's always going to be animals that get hurt.
So you guys know one of my favorite vets here in Elk City?
Which one?
Dr. Taylor Mouse. Do you know her?
No, I don't.
You too need to get her. Come up here someday
and
meet her.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you need to come meet her. Because she's, the only thing she won't work on is snakes.
Oh, I agree.
But I'm bringing her one.
That's why I'm being a large animal vet.
Yes.
Well, she's a large animal vet, but she takes care of everything from she's got it going on
right
now. She's doing the worst of the cattle. She's really good at whatever does. And anyway, they all do. But anyway, I'm bringing her a rattlesnake, whether she likes it or not. So anyway, and you guys live down in the middle of rattlesnakes.
We
bring her one up with for you.
We do.
But you need to go visit Taylor and Ronnie, and her mom runs the front desk, Christy. You guys need to check it out. She has some good stuff. She's a hometown girl that came back. OSU, and she finished out some of her other stuff out here in Texas. So anyway, she's a horned girl. Sorry. Anyway. All right. So zoology.
Yeah.
This has got to be cool stuff.
Oh yeah, I love animals.
We just got a few minutes, but before I get to you on it, do you have a garden tip of the week?
That's a good question. Okay. Give me a second. All right. Okay, so one of my friends, her grandpa, taught me that, like, when you get cow manure and you put it in your garden, sometimes some different plants will show up in your garden. Because when cows eat, some of the seeds that they chew, they swallow them. And so when they're in the cow manure, it didn't get chewed up or anything. So you can grow different things in your garden. So it's better to use horse manure because they have bigger teeth and stronger teeth than cows.
Wow, I just learned something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Never
you know
heard that.
Hey, did you know the army worms are out? You better be watching for them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, they are.
Huh?
They are?
They are. Yes. They were 500 on my porch yesterday morning when I left.
That's scary.
So they're out. So you got to be, everybody needs to look for them. Mm-hmm. Okay, your turn, Miss Organized.
Oh gosh.
What's your plans?
Mine's kind of like when I'm off in left field from agriculture.
Okay, good. It's fine.
What I want to do is archaeology and anthropology.
Oh, cool.
And I know it's kind of like rare in the middle of Oklahoma.
But that's not true.
I've always had this love of history, and archaeology and anthropology kind of, you know, plays into that. And I've always wanted to be an archaeologist ever since I was little. I was always digging and just finding random stuff in the dirt.
All right.
And that's basically what I want to do after college, after high school.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be an archaeologist after college, all right?
Yeah, technically.
So, where are you going?
The University of Tulsa.
Oh, I thought she was going to say Oklahoma.
It's actually the only university in Oklahoma that offers anthropology and archaeology as a undergraduate major.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've learned a couple cool things today. Well, my music's playing, so that means we gotta shut up.
Okay.
And guys, I'm super happy you guys made it and came in. And good luck. Good luck with whatever you got planned. You guys need to go see Dr. Mouse.
Yeah, we will.
All right.
We will.
It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.